Welcome. Thank you very much for joining Katie and I as we enthusiastically share about incorporating dance into health education and cancer education with and for Alaska's diverse community health workers. So I invite you to journey north to Alaska with me as I figure out which one of these multiple buttons up here, advance the slide. Okay. So in Alaska, you can see the black lines there represent our limited highway system. Alaska is about one-fifth the size of the continental United States and a little bit over twice the size of the state of Texas. So located throughout Alaska in a 600,000 square feet are 178 rural communities. Primary care is provided at the community level by community health workers. So Alaska has a unique system in which community members are selected by their tribal councils to be the primary providers of community health care within their communities. Within their 15-week basic medical training, only 2 hours is devoted to cancer education. Cancer, considered a rare disease among Alaska Native people as recently as the 1950s, became the leading cause of mortality in the 1990s and remains so today. Consequently, Alaska's diverse community health workers wanted to know more about cancer for themselves and the people in their communities. So beginning in 1998, we responded and worked collaboratively to develop a variety of materials to support diverse understandings, one of which is the Cancer Education Manual called Understanding Cancer. That's the heart or basis of a 5-day in-person cancer education course and is also part of a 5-day in-person wellness course. Additionally, we looked at exploring and weaving culturally sensitive or culturally respectful ways of knowing that emerged from community health workers. So throughout the cancer education and wellness course, we've incorporated the expressive arts of moving, drawing, sculpting, storytelling, and expressive dance as well. All of those have been explored in numerous ways, and what you might see storytelling as reader's theater or as a telenovela. But for this presentation, as part of the in-person course, you know, Katie comes in to invite us to take learning into our bodies as part of a dance activity. So with that, I'll invite Katie to share what we do.
Thanks, Mom. So in response to community health workers' desire to be educated in culturally respectful ways, they asked us to teach them in ways that included movement and dance. And you can see here an original watercolor drawing by Cassandra Leigh Darrow, who's a community health representative. And she said, "For years, Native people have used dance as a form of prayer and as a way to celebrate life. There's a movement among Native America to raise awareness of cancer. The dancer represents a friend, a family member, a person we all know. Dance honors the spirit of people. The shawl honors the spirit of hope, while the many colors of ribbon fringe represent the different types of cancer." So in the spirit of doing something that we do up in Alaska, which is incorporating movement, let's all stand up. And let's stretch a little bit. So look at the ceiling for a second, and reach higher with your right hand, and reach higher with your left. Feels pretty good. And reach higher with both, and go ahead and bring your hands down. And as we stretch, I'd also remind you that as public health professionals, and myself as an educator, sometimes ask people to stretch their comfort zones. We ask them to talk about things like cancer or obesity, which might be sensitive topics to them, or we ask them to go do things like get a colonoscopy or a mammogram, which for us might be very routine, but for them can really be stretching those limits of comfort. So I'd like you to think of something that you do now that you'd like to remind yourself to do for wellness, or perhaps something that you haven't been doing quite as much as you would like, that you would like to either begin or kind of ramp up in your pursuit of wellness, and think of how that might be represented in emotion. Okay, so it could be something like anything. I see all sorts of creative ideas out there already, so I won't even give you any examples. But think of one thing you could do as emotion that would represent something you'd like to do for wellness, that maybe it's something you already do or something you'd like to do. And when you have that in your mind, go ahead and take a seat. Looks like all of us have something in our minds. So I'd like you, and this might feel a little silly, but again, we're stretching our comfort zones a little bit. We're all going to stand up, and then I'm going to count to three, and on three, we're going to do those motions all together at the same time. So nobody's looking at each other, except you're all looking at me, so I'll be the only one who looks really silly. Okay, so everybody stand up. Okay, and on the count of three, we're all going to do our motion, our wellness motion, at the same time. Ready? One, two, three. Awesome, I hear some giggling, that means we're doing it right. So now I'd invite you to turn to the person next to you and just share with them what it is that you did or be willing to listen to what it is that they did. Great, and go ahead and finish up and then take a seat when you're done. So this activity gives you a little flavor of the kind of thing that we do in these wellness and cancer education classes. We do something a little bit different, but with some similar aspects. We're usually at the end of a 5-day cancer or wellness education class. Our community health workers who've come from all over Alaska into Anchorage to be trained, I invite them to stand up and we stretch and we do some basic movement exercises. We walk in place, we play some music, we move around to the music, we move around with another person. And then I ask them to do something very similar to what you just did, is to come up with a motion, usually with a partner, that embodies something that they remembered from the class, from our 5-day cancer class, that they'd like to take home with them, they'd like to not forget, or perhaps something that they haven't yet expressed, that they were reminded of during this class, or maybe some new piece of information that they'd want to bring in or had heard from home they really would like to share with the class. So they take that into their bodies and they create a motion, and then with their partner, they share that motion and we string them all together to create a wellness dance. And they're the most amazing wellness dances. Every time it's different because we always have a different population of community health workers. But we have great motions. We have motions where people shake their bottoms for colonoscopies, or people take cigarettes and they stamp them out, or people do mammogram motions, or people even talk about emotional wellness and healing that they really would like to remember to do. They talk about coming together and meeting somebody new and that person spiraling down and being lifted back up with community support. So we've done this now in 16 classes for about 160 community health workers. And we've also tried to We've also tried to capture some of what this means to people, because we want to know if this is something that's respectful of who they are and where they're coming from, and it's always generated by the participants, just as the activity that we did, your emotions were all generated by you, but we want to know how they feel about it, if we can make it better. So this dream catcher is actually a dream catcher that one of our community health workers made, and each bead represents someone that they knew that died from cancer. So we've done 4 different forms of evaluation. One is called a talking journey, which is right after we do this activity in class, we all sit down and we talk about it. And we ask them how they felt about it, what they saw, what they thought, what they learned, and what they're going to take home with them. Then we do an end of course written evaluation. And we've only had 3 people so far who didn't fill out the written evaluation, and that was in our first class. We got a little smarter after that. We've also done a post-course telephone interview, where an amazing woman by the name of Reggie Coonley has attempted to follow up with every single community health worker who's gone through these courses, and she's reached about 2/3 of them, 66%. She's just incredible. Some of them, we don't have their contact information, so they've been lost to follow up. We also did an extended interval survey over the internet, And this, we were able to track that things didn't change or didn't decline over time up to about 2 years post-course. So these are some of the themes that have emerged during all of these different four ways of evaluation. And these are two of them. People talked about it helping them to learn, that they were able to actually take in new content, maybe something that one of their course participants or course colleagues shared with them that they hadn't really learned before, and they were able to learn it in this way. They also shared that it helped them to better remember course content. So maybe it was something that we had already talked about in the class, but they didn't remember it until they were shaking their bottom because it was a colonoscopy movement. So I've invited a few friends, both friends that I've known for a while and friends that I just met today, to help me out with this presentation and to share some of the words of our participants, because I really wanted their words to come through to you. So in the words of our participants, thank you. Another theme that we learned from our course participants was that it made learning fun and it brought people together. And even just in our activity today, I heard a lot of laughter and I heard a lot of social interaction that I didn't hear before, so perhaps we experienced some of that too. Laughter is also an Alaska Native cultural value, and in a survey that my mom did, about 93% of 235 surveyed community health aides and practitioners, or community health workers in Alaska, have emphasized the importance of laughter in adult education. They say that it supports a comfortable learning environment, it relieves stress, and it enhances learning. So in the words of course participants, I think I have a friend out there in the audience. Participants were also reminded that physical activity can be fun. And physical activity is a core component of wellness, and it also helps to prevent our cancer risk. We know that physical activity is associated with a reduced risk of colon and breast cancer, and also potentially linked to reduced risks of lung and prostate cancer from studies by the NCI, the National Cancer Institute. And Alaska, also remembering to be physically active, especially for our Alaska Native population, can be a challenge. Approximately 76%, so just over three-quarters, of respondents to the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey in Alaska in 2009 reported that they had no leisure time physical activity. And also about three-quarters, 74%, reported that they were overweight or obese. So in the words of a course participant, another couple themes are that they sparked creativity and they helped the community health workers to share their feelings and ideas. And I should mention that these drawings that you see here were actually generated by an artist from the flip chart paper that we used during our talking journey evaluation in class. I also think it's pretty incredible that about 16% of our community health workers reported that they shared this information with their community. So they went home and they used this activity in a new way. They adapted it. And I would also invite you, from what you've seen here, or maybe from my description, go ahead and take it and adapt it and use it where you feel like it might fit. We also have a variety of other course resources on akchap.org. It's under Cancer Education, under Resources, and there's a whole list of arts-based activities that my mom has compiled, some of it with my help, but most of it she did on her own. that you're welcome to take and use and adapt. And when you use them, please feel free to send us an email and share how it is that you change it. Maybe it'll enhance our practice and we'll be able to use something a little bit better for our population as well. So thank you very much, and thanks to our friends in the audience for helping out.